Well, good evening. Not quite all of you. Good evening. That's better. Better. Some of you probably listened to Dr. McGee. How many listen to Dr. McGee? Okay. How about Adrian Rogers? Okay. How about Warren Worsby? They're all with the Lord. And still speaking. And I thought, if they can do that, my wife has been in heaven since for 6+ years. And I thought, if they can be still speaking and in heaven, why can't my wife be still singing and playing? So that's what you'll hear tonight, her voice. Now, duets and instrumental numbers as well. And I trust you won't mind that. I don't mind the hearing these people that passed away and are still speaking. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. You have a beautiful sanctuary. Gorgeous. And I trust you're praising the Lord for that. And we have been on the road, my wife and I traveled, since 2000. I was a teacher, and we went for a little jog down to Arizona, and mostly Arizona, California, and we were gone for about 3 months, and I gone hopping there, from hopping all over, and I said to my wife, I said, I just can't do that. I have to have something to do. And I said, what if we put together a program and travel? She said, this is what she said, just the two of us? And so I went home. We sold our place and had a lot of stuff to sell. And packed up our motorhome, not this one, out here. And first program was in Hemet, California. I don't know if you know where that is, but we lived in Hemet when I was some of my teaching years. So we had our first program there. And that's what we're doing tonight. And I bring in the program with a song that you probably sing, I hope, quite often, and Can It Be? Start again. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amen? All right, Robert. Come, thou fount of every blessing. Of Jesus. Now it's your turn. Have a part in it. So we're going to sing here, Great is Thy Faithfulness, and it's maybe it's on the screen. I don't know. Is it? Okay. But it's in your hymnal 177 also. Marlene is going to help me on the piano. And I'm so low here, but I like people to stand and we're singing the first and last stanzas. And then the chorus. I hope you heard me. First and last stanzas, and then the chorus. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not, as thou hast been now forever with me. Pardon for me, pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence. Sing it, great for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings of mine with 10,000 besides. Sing it, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning. Said,
amen.
You may be seated. This is a number that we love to sing. Hope you don't mind my
song. Down from his glory, ever living story. On Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger. A man of sorrows, tears and agony. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him. My breath, my sunshine.
Condescension,
bringing us redemption,
that in the dead of night,
not one faint hope in sight,
God, gracious, tender,
laid aside his splendor,
stooping to woo, to win, to save my soul.
Without reluctance, flesh and blood is substance, he took the form of man. Revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary. And now I know thou art the great I am. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him. My breath,
hiding in the shadow of the rock. Psalm 40, verses 2 and 3. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise, unto our God. Though the night be dark and stormy, though the sky be overcast, I am hiding in the shadow of the rock. Though the tempest rage about me, safely from its awful blast, I am hiding in the shadow of the rock. Just abiding in the cupboard neath this tender love and care, I am hiding in the shadow of the rock. Strengthened by his love and kindness, watching always unto prayer, I am hiding in the shadow of the rock. Are you hiding in the shadow of the rock? Are you hiding in the shadow of the rock? Can you never, never fear while your Savior is so near? Are you hiding in the shadow of the rock? I trust you are hiding in the shadow of the rock, Christ Jesus. The next one is the love of God, and I'm sure you know who has been singing that for years and years and years. He still can sing. I have many, many CDs of him. The love of God. From John Peterson, the love of God is love.
Singing, God is love. Oh, praise Him, God is love. is love, O truth transcendent as is dove. His word resplendent, God is love, its pages all proclaim. Christ the Lord, the great Creator, Him adored, became our Savior, born on earth to bear our sin and shame. But a waiting, wandering world, His grace and mercy scorns. In the Roman judgment hall, they crown Him King with thorns. Oh, what loss all earth should note it.
About Ruth, she would do this, of course, if she were alive, to share with you how she was saved. She was in a Youth for Christ meeting in Rochester, Minnesota, and felt the Holy Spirit convicting her of need of Christ. And her pastor was there. She grew up in Casson, Minnesota. And he led her to the Lord. The verse of scripture, if I remember it. She would say, but God commended his love toward us, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. That's what she would say. She were here. She grew up in a Christian home. And they attended First Baptist Church in Casson, Minnesota. She had also had a sister, 3 years younger. And I was in Bible college. I'd heard about Ruth because I was already traveling with her uncle, who was the president of the school. In musical groups. When we first came to the school, I was late. That's another story. I better start not get going on it. But anyway, they made it registrar, Mr. Funny how I can't remember his right name right now. He said, we can't give you 16 hours. We're going to give you 11. It's a good thing, because immediately I started singing in a mixed quartet. And we were representing the school, and the school was Omaha Baptist Bible College. Today it is Faith Baptist College in Ankeny, Iowa. And I was in my last year, it was a three-year institution. But because I was taking lesser hours, I was forced to stay another year. And if I hadn't, I wouldn't have met Ruth. But she came in 1957 and met her in the president's home. And it's another story about their lives and so forth. And I thought, maybe that's the lady for me. And she turned out to be. But when I graduated that year, I was ready to get married. And she said, no, I wanted to go to school another year. So I went to Casper, Wyoming as youth and music director all by myself. There were three other ladies the same age as Ruth and waiting for a husband. I said, you go get your own because I've got one waiting, Lord Biller. And so we waited. And she waited patiently. We just wrote letters. We didn't have these phones we have today. And so we just wrote letters. And we were married June 27th, 1959, in Cassie, Minnesota. Well, now a little about my background. I grew up in a God-fearing home. Both my parents knew the Lord. It was just natural for our family to be in church every Sunday morning. We were there for Sunday school, morning worship, Sunday night, and choir practice on Wednesday night, and then prayer meeting. And it was just the thing to do, to be in church. And it was in Sunday school, opening exercises, that the Holy Spirit spoke to me. They sang. They always sang a song before they went to classes. And we sang the Lily of the Valley. And I'm sure you know that song. And the Holy Spirit was speaking to my heart. And the superintendent, who happened to be my brother-in-law, he had already invited people to come to know Christ. And he said, you know, it doesn't mean you have to walk an aisle. If the Lord is speaking to you, you can do it right where you are, standing. And so as they sang, I prayed and said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and life. And he did, and he's been there ever since. And then that spring, summer, I should say, they had a baptismal. We didn't have a baptismal in our church at that time yet. And so we drove something like 20 miles to Beaver Creek, and there were a number of us that were baptized. I remember going out in the creek, had water to my chin, and I stood there, well, this is afterwards, Pastor asked for a testimony, and I shared. And afterwards, he shared a brief message, Pastor Allen. And while I was sitting and standing in the water, I looked out at the bank up there, and there was someone different I had not seen. And it was a sheep herder that had seen the cars coming across in the dusty road. And he came over to see what on earth was going on. And I've always wondered, you know, because the pastor gave the way of salvation. I wonder if I'll ever see him in glory again. And so that was basically the background of my coming to know Christ. And then I joined the church, became a member, until I moved then to Casper, Wyoming as youth and music director. And I love singing. Pastor Cook really preached, and how. Amen? And I love to sing, and how. I love the song, I Have Been Born Again. Gotta have some music. My heart glows with rapture, my cup runneth o'er. Such joy, such transporting, I ne'er knew before. It flows from my soul, from God's heavenly store. For I have been born again. I'll sing it and tell it wherever I go. I want all to hear it, I want all to know. The joy of salvation that makes my heart glow. For I have been born again. I know I'm redeemed. I've the witness within that Jesus has saved me and cleansed me from sin. And now I'm rejoicing and living in him, for I have been born again. I have a bright prospect of glory divine. For Jesus is with me, I know he is mine. And someday in glory with him I shall shine. For I have been born again. Do you sing it? Do you tell it? Wherever you go, Do you want all to hear it? Do you want all to know the joy of salvation that makes your heart grow? For you have been born again. Well, have you been born again? It wasn't everybody, I don't think. Have you been born again? Okay. Won't you join in yes again? Singing this wonderful hymn that I'm sure you sing here, Victory in Jesus. And I don't do anything slowly. And so this is really picked up and stand if we sing it. We're singing the first and last stanzas and then the chorus. Singing, I heard an old, old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, how his precious blood was atoning, and I repented of my sin and won the victory. I heard about a mansion he's built for me in glory. I thought I had my program all in order, and I didn't. Usually, I'd send to the Baptist Church when I was in Bible college, but I had heard about Phil Kerr performing at the Gospel Tabernacle. So I went. I was glad I did because I had his music. He had a choir musical group in Southern California for years. So I got this song and others of his music. You ain't got nothing. This is a little different. I like to do it fast, but I'll slow it down so you get the words. If you never saw nothing and you never heard nothing and you never felt nothing and you never done nothing, brother, you ain't got nothing at all, at all. You don't know how to use it. You don't know when you got it. What if you should lose it? You wouldn't know when you lost it. Brother, you ain't got nothing at all. When Jesus saves you, you know all about it. When he is right within your soul, you can't help but shout it. If you never saw nothing, then you never heard nothing, then you never felt nothing, then you never done nothing, brother, you ain't got nothing at all, at all. You never were known to pay your tithes, you never were heard to pray. Whenever the preacher comes around, you throw your pipe away. Brother, you ain't got nothing at all. Sunday, you go to church and sit in the choir. But every other day in the week, you're crooked, oh liar. If you never saw nothing, and you never heard nothing, and you never felt nothing, and you never done nothing, brother, you ain't got nothing at all, at all. You never spoke to sinners about their future fate. You never warned them to repent before it is too late. Brother, you ain't got nothing at all. You say you treat your fellow man in the level, but when you're home with a wife and kids, you're as mean as the devil. If you never saw nothing, and you never heard nothing, and you never felt nothing, and you never done nothing, brother, you ain't got nothing at all. That's supposed to be to laugh at if you feel like it. Is this different? And I'm sure you've heard of the song Excuses. How many of you have? Well, then it's kind of old hay doing it. But I like it, and I'll speak some of it, and I'll also mimic Ruth here. Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if in church you'll stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses. In the summer, it's too hot. Amen. In the winter, it's too cold. In the springtime, when the weather's just right, you'll find someplace else to go. Oh, it's up to the mountains or down to the beach or to visit some old friend. Or just to stay home and kind of relax and hope some of those kinfolks will start dropping in. Naughty, naughty. Well, the church ministers are way too hard. The church I was at last Sunday are definitely hard. And the choir sings way too loud. But you know how nervous you get when you're sitting in a great big crowd. The doctor told you, now you better watch those crowds. They'll set you back. But you go to that old ball game because you say it helps you to relax. Next two are Ruth's. Well, a headache Sunday morning and a backache Sunday night. But by working work time Monday morning, you're feeling all quite all right. Why, one of the children has a cold, pneumonia, do you suppose? Why, the whole family had to stay home just to blow that poor kid's nose. Well, the preacher, he's too young, or maybe he's too old. The sermons, they're not hard enough, or maybe they're too bold. His voice is much too quiet-like. Sometimes he gets too loud. He needs to have more dignity, or else he's way too proud. Now I need some amens on the next line. Well, the sermons, they're too long. I've been in some church and they had a rowdy amen. Or maybe they're too short. He had to preach the word with dignity instead of stomp and snort. We've been to those churches, a couple of them. We're not going back either. Why, the preacher we've got must be the world's most stuck-up man. Why, one of the ladies told me the other day,
He didn't even shake my hand.
Excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if in church you stay unite. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. Amen. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses. Well, no matter how much I tried, I still didn't get my music in the right places. I'd like to share with our family God gave us two children, Rhoda Ruth and Arvid Carl. Our daughter graduated from honors at high school, and then she went on to Christian Heritage College, San Diego, and graduated there. That's where she met her husband, although he didn't graduate. In 1994, our daughter and her husband let down the guard, and they invited a single man into their home, and he took over the home. Now, we didn't know this was going on. This man fell in love with our daughter. He was an alcoholic and on drugs. And they abandoned their children, their four children. And in the spring of 1944, our son-in-law called. And he called in May, and I was still teaching. My wife answered. Said, we'd like to farm out the children for the summer. And Ruth said, we can't come until the Carlos kid is finished with school. So we did that. We didn't know what had gone on. And so we packed up our old motorhome and drove from California to Utah. And in that motorhome, we had an oven, and this is a little on the sideline. She made a dinner, and we got to the city where they're supposed to be, and they just left a few minutes ago, so we missed them. And so we went back to the little town where they were supposed to be living, but no one had heard of the Garners at all. So we just parked there on a hill close to the post office. And they figured out what had happened. So they drove that morning. Daughter, husband, and this other man. We didn't see him at that time. And their children. They were 2, 4, 7, and 10 at that time. And with all that they had could take with them. And my daughter said she only had one diaper, so the first thing we had to go to a store, more diapers. And we were on our way, and the children were just having a great time because the man that come into the home, taken over the home, was making them go out and do whatever outside. While he could make love to our daughter. And so they were happy to be with us. And we didn't know till later that we'd be raising them. We raised them for 2+ years until we met another Christian family we'd known in the church we were going in Willow Creek, California. And they raised them the rest of their lives. We had them 2+ years. And when I share this, I share a heartache. That isn't all of it yet. After I sing the song here, I'll share the rest of it. Nothing is impossible, God. And everywhere I've gone, I share our heartache. And if you have a heartache or a burden, share with us. And I have a pad here in my pocket. Pray for yours. I have 500 now, my 3x5 cards have I prayed for. And of course, I don't pray for them all at once. Can't do that. But eventually I get around to all of them. And if I have remembered to ask for their telephone, I call them and ask them to give me a follow-up. And so that's in this chorus. I'm just doing the chorus because it's a wonderful song. I used to do all of it. Nothing is impossible. Thank the Lord for H2O. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His Word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His Word. For everything, oh everything, yes, everything is possible with God. In 2008, we were in Portland area, and now son-in-law sent an email. He said, if you're ever in southern coastal Oregon, let us know. So Ruth immediately emailed a short message and said, we are coming south anyway, and we'll come that way to see you. The next day, our daughter emailed, and she said, we're going to be all over Oregon vacationing and then going down to California. And that's what's like. At least she didn't want us to see us again. So we moved on. That was 2008. Her birthday is in January 6th, and Ruth sent a message email. She never did get it. And so we're on our way, traveling and doing music. And in 2012... Ruth's sister called us, and she said she was all excited and learned that they had died in a motel in California. Well, we didn't know where it was. She didn't know either. So Ruth got on email and so forth and called Oregon because that's where they had been living. No, they hadn't. They didn't have any records of them. He also called Utah, and they had lived there one short time. No, they hadn't, so we contacted California, and they came back with the results that he had died in the motel, and she left a note. She said she couldn't live without him, so she took her own life. And, of course, sad, this by this time we're up in Maine getting ready for a concert. So it was some time before we got back to California. I want to share the good news. When she was 5 years old, we shared the gospel with her, with Rhoda, She accepted Christ in her heart and life. When she was a teenager, we went over the plan of salvation again with her. And she said, Daddy, I remember when I accepted Jesus in my heart. She's 5. So after, when we know all of the things that are not good to hear, we know that we'll see her again in glory. Last Sunday I was in the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Phoenix, and I did my second program, so I'm trying to get back doing this one. And so our next song is Make Me a Blessing and then Just a Closer Walk with Thee on CD. Others, also on CD.
Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer be sincere and true. yes, others. Let this my motto be. Help me to live for others, that I may live like thee. Help me to live for others, that I may live like thee.
The next number, when we came to the church in Florida, big city, the pastor met me right away, said, please leave out this number, maybe today. Apparently, he didn't believe in the imminency of the Lord's return. I don't know his background, but I'm sure your pastor does. And so, get to sing it here. There is a message written in the Word of God for me. My Savior put it there to ease my load of care. I read, let not your heart be troubled. I will come again, that with me you may be throughout eternity. So many hearts are broken here, so many tears are shed. But Jesus gives sweet peace. This message brings relief. He'll come again for those he loves. The clouds will part someday, and Jesus will bring through. I'm going up. Are you? This is the Christian's hope, and like a beacon in the storm, it still sends forth its light to make the pathway bright. The dead in Christ and we remaining shall be upward called. Oh, what a day to be, blessed day of victory. The Christ I love is coming soon. It may be morning, night, or noon. My lips are lit. I'll watch and pray. It may be today. It may be today. First Thessalonians 4, 16, 17, and 18. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And what can we do? We know this. We can comfort one another with these words. And this is a song I love to sing. I'm going to walk on gold when I get home. I'm going to walk on gold when I get home. Not in earthly stocks or bonds, but in Christ my wealth abounds. I'm going to walk on gold when I get home. Heaven's walls are jasper, gates are pearl with gold. Precious stone foundation, streets of purest gold. I can't luxuries afford, but joint heir with Christ my Lord. I'm going to walk on gold when I get home. Yes, your gold is precious, helps to pay some bills. But in heaven's city, gold, its pavement filled thick of it. I'm going to walk on gold when I get home. I'm going to walk on gold when I get home. Life may sometimes seem in vain, but a fair with Christ will reign. We're going to walk on gold when we get home. Here we are a stranger. Earth is not our home. When we join the ransom, we shall no more roam. We're going to walk on gold when we get home. We're going to walk on gold when we get home. Amen. I'd like for you to join in singing now. And Marlene with me again. Jesus is coming again, and it's in your hymnal 125, but we'll forego that probably, okay? Singing, marvelous message we bring, glorious carol sing, wonderful word of the King. Jesus is coming again, standing before him at last, trial and trouble past, crowned at his feet of the past. Jesus is coming again, sing it, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon, coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. Amen. Perhaps you've shared the song, "It Is Well My Soul," with your people, Pastor, have you? How many don't know the background of the song? Well, okay. The song, "It Is Well My Soul," was written by Horatio Spafford, a 43-year-old Chicago businessman. He suffered financial disaster in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. He wasn't even there when it happened. And I suppose if you've been told the story, a cow kicked over the lantern, and immediately it was a fire in Chicago. And many homes and businesses were of wood. They went up in smoke. Finally, Brother Spafford did get back, and trudging through what remained of houses and homes, and to get back to see if his wife and daughters were safe. And they were, because they lived by the water, and many people were also coming and joining them with them. They were helping people. Hundreds and hundreds of people lost everything. And he had met Dwight L. Moody, became a friend of his, and he was going to be preaching in England. He said to his wife, "We'll go there and meet him." But he had so much to do. He was a very businessman. And so he sent his wife and daughters on ahead, and he would join them later. Well, he did, but differently. On the Atlantic Ocean, the ship was struck by an iron sailing vessel and sank within 12 minutes. 226 lives were lost, including the Spafford's four daughters. She was miraculously saved. When she did get to the shore of Cardiff, Wales, she cabled herself, "Husband saved alone." He booked passages as soon as he could get on a ship to meet her in England. And as they were crossing the Atlantic Ocean, the captain pointed out the fact about where the ship had gone down. And that night, Brother Spafford couldn't sleep, and God gave him the title to the song, "It Is Well With My Soul," and he finished writing it later. And you know the song, the first two stanzas probably, but I'll repeat them. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whenever thy lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, and they will, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul." And I trust that you know those words and have experienced them. And we're going to stand, you will, and sing the last two stanzas. Marlene will be playing with me again. Let's stand, because it's such a tremendous song. And my favorite verse, our stanza, is the third one, "My Sin, Oh, the Bliss." And just lift up your voices. You sing it, okay? My sin of the bliss of this glory is not my sin, not in part, but the whole. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. When Lord hates the day, just share a bit what's on the table back there. This is the program we did tonight, and they're $5 each. We also have one that's just at the keyboards, no singing at all. And there are 28 of them on there. You know most of them, I'm sure. We have another cost program, which I did last Sunday night. And we also have one of the Sunday school choruses and gospel songs of yesterday. So if you have been singing the chorus, the older choruses, you're on there. And there are 41, the last three, I sing. Otherwise, all the rest of them, we just sing them, play them, excuse me. Then we have evangelicudes. This is to give the gospel. And I don't have the small one, but it's back there on the table. And so check it out. And we also have cards. They're there for free programs. And if you're interested in those, I'll talk to you at the table. They're free for every age. They begin at age 4. And then you have the card, you fill it out, and send it in to the company. You get the program, you work it, and send it in to the company. They correct it and send it back to you with a new program. This is all free. And Ruth and I have been there in Georgia and helped them correct the lessons. And it's a wonderful program that is free, that the man arranged them. And then when you said your announcements and so forth, we'd like to have you stand and sing the last chorus, the family of God, and I trust you know that. Yes. Oh, that's right. Forgot all about it.
Heavenly Father, this has been a joy to hear these songs of the faith. Some of the songs I have not heard, and yet have been blessed by the message of them, the melodies of them. They're the older songs. Sometimes we just don't hear those songs unless we find certain stations that we can stream them and listen to them. We thank you for Carl being here. We thank you for the message that he brings to us. We thank you for the salvation that you've given to us, and we just pray tonight that the blessing of the songs and words have touched our hearts, and we might leave here tonight refreshed. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I gain any praise, let it go. In glory too. All right. Just stand with us and sing Family of God. And we do one verse of it as well. And so lift up your voices and sing the best you're going to sing tonight. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the heaven. And by his blood, joined in with Jesus as we travel this song. For I'm part of the family of God. You will notice we sit brother and sister round here. It's because we're a family and these folks are so near. When one has a heartache, we all shed a tear. Rejoicing in the victory. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Joined here with Jesus as we travel this sun. We're part of the family of God. Thank you for coming tonight and listening to two old people sing and play his praises. Thank you, Pastor, for inviting us come. Yes.
Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer.